Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Mem Beis. This is the last Amud and the transition from the second parak to the third parak here in Maseches Pesachim. So we are on Mem Aleph Mem Beis, Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara. We are talking about the Isurim and the Mitzvos related to Karan Pesach, how one has to eat the Karan Pesach. We spoke about the Chizkuni, about how all the details of the Mitzvah of Achilas Karan Pesach originally were to be margiz and to prove to the Mitzrayim that their God is nothing. And even though that was the motivation for the original halachos, but those halachos stay throughout the throughout history in terms of how to eat the Karan Pesach. So one of the halachas is that it has to be roasted, and it is not allowed to be cooked. So we went into yesterday on Amud Beis, when does one violate the Isser of Al Tochli Menuna? Is it only at the time that you're supposed to eat the Karban, or is it even earlier? What about if you jump the gun? What if you eat the Karan Pesach Tzli earlier? Is that violating an Isser? So that's what we discussed, the different opinions yesterday. So Tanu Rabbanan, now we have about 8 lines up from the bottom. If somebody eats tzli mi b'od yom, meaning if somebody jumps the gun, we will, Bez Hashem, later in the Masechta, talk about if you jump the gun with matzah. If somebody, I eat matzah on Erev Pesach, what am I violating? Or is it minog that to eat matzah for a couple of weeks? Some have 2 weeks, some have a month. Different minhagim, exactly how long one does not eat matzah before Pesach. But there are halachas, which are much less, starting already Erev Pesach, when one is not allowed to eat matzah. The Yerushalmi has a lashon of kiboel arusasa beis chamav. You're jumping the gun. See here too, if somebody jumps the gun, this is even worse, because this could be an issur daraisa. Says the Braisa, achal tzli mi ba'od yom, chayiv. Somebody eats it or too early, chayiv. Ukizayis na mishecha shecha, chayiv. And if somebody eats na, as the Torah says, al tochli menu na, once it gets dark, they want us chayiv. So we compare, the Braisa compares those two. Jumping the gun, eating a proper Karan Pesach, and in the appropriate time, eating an improper Karan Pesach. So we compare, ktani tzli dum yedena. We compare eating tzli early and na on time, ma na balav, just like na on at night is belav, is an issur daraisa, al tochlu mimenu na, av tzli belav, so too eating tzli early is with a lav. So the Gemara says, where is that lav? Bishlama na, ksiv al tochlu mimenu na. Fine, by na, it's a befairish pasuk in Parshas Bo. El et tzli minalan, dechsiv v'achlu es habasar balayla hazeh. They shall eat the meat, balayla hazeh, on this night. Balayla in bayom lo, only at night and not by day. Says the Gemara, doesn't sound like a lav to me. Hi lav haba mechlal aseyu. V'chol lav haba mechlal asey asey. And I say, that's a lav that flows from an asey. How do you get malchus for that? We know the rule is that one only gets malchus where the lav is explicit in the Torah. With one of the four words, he shomer pen, al or lo. One of those four words have to be said in the context of the iser, or else there is no malchus. Rav Chisda, so says Rav Chisda, it must be this opinion that says you get malchus, it must be according to the opinion that says you do get malchus for a lav haba mechlal asay. Who is that? Let's continue. Rav Chisda, hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi. It must be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Tanya, the Braisa says, in a totally different context, shor vaseh sarua vikalut. If somebody has an animal that is a balmum, there's an issur daraisa to offer it as a karban. Sarua is where one of its limbs are bigger than the other one. One of its eyes are bigger than the other one. One of its, paws. Or the kalut, where its parsosav, Rashi says, are stukos. Its paws are together, right? They're not split hooves, right? The hooves are stuck together. So that's a mum in an animal where it's supposed to have split hooves. So surface says, sort of a kalut. Nidava tase uso. So you have to make it a nidava, meaning what do you do with a balmum animal? You're allowed to give it for kache bedek habayis. Right? One is not allowed to give it for kache mizbeach. Not allowed to be makdish a balmum la mizbeach. One can be makdish a balmum for kache bedek habayis, meaning you're going to sell it, you're going to use the proceeds for Beis HaMikdash purposes, for Beis HaMikdash upkeep. So that's the pasuk. Nidavat taseh oso. So we darshin. Oso atamatvis lebedek habayis. It, a balmum, you could give to bedek habayis. Ve'i atamatvis tamimim lebedek habayis. But you shouldn't give tamimim, a tamim animal, which potentially can be used for a karban on the mizbeach. You shouldn't give that for bedek habayis. Right? You're lessening its potential. Mikan amru, and from here you learn, kala matfis, but tamim, but the gabayis over base. If I am matfis a tamim, a tam, a balmum, a non balmum, right, a perfect animal for Bet HaGabayis, I violated Aseh, because it's Taseh Oso, make it and not others and not Tam. Ein li ela ba'aseh belos aseh minayin. How do I know that there's even an Aseh, a los aseh included here, even though Beferish is only an Aseh, but there's an expansion of a lava mamach al Aseh, and you're going to get Malchus for that, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Tam Belomar, how do I know that? Because the Parsha starts off, Vaitabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Hashem says to Moshe, at the beginning of the section, regarding Ba'ali Mumin, li made, I'll call up our shakula, shiyehe belosa asay, divir Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that, vaydam Hashem Moshe Leimar, that word Leimar teaches me, that's as if it says, as we'll darshan in a minute, there's the word lo in there. When every time it says the word Leimar in the Torah, it means elosa asay. It says it 100 times. Says Tosfos. No, it means whenever you have a Leimar that introduces a lav haba mechal asay. That then the Leimar can be linked to the later Aseh, and you can understand that as a lav, even with Malchus. That's what Tosva says. Nira Luri, Dahainu Dafka, Baharach Dvarim, the Ispu, lav Abamechal Aseh. Aval Shar Dvarim Lo. You don't just say that by Davashar Dvarimar, right? Anywhere in the, right? You say, have the beginning of the carpet Tumin. There's no lav there, right? So only when there's a lav Abamechal Aseh, so then you can link it to the introductory word of Leimar. How do you darshan it? Says the Gemara, Amar lo, well, again, below says, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Amar lo Rebbe, Lebar Kapara, my mashba, Rebbe is Bar Kapara. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? How do you get that with the word Leimar? Again, this is a machlokas tanam, if you're looking on a lava bamachal aseh, which starts off with a Leimar. Today is Amar lo, Dichsiv Leimar, lo, nomar bidvarim. Either you can say Leimar, you can split up lo. Lo is said, as if there are two olives there. Lo Amar. Lo is said regarding the following context, the following items, and that's the lo, for, to get you the lo, so I say. Be Rav Amri Leimar, lav Amur. Lav Amur, that Hashem is telling Moshe, lav a lo, so I say Amur, tell them. Right, Rashi on the fourth line. Emor sheyesh, emor lahen sheyesh iser lav bedvarim. Tell them. And also by Karan Pesach. As we know, it says, Vayomar Hashem Moshe v'Aharon Leimar. It starts off the section of Karan Pesach, and that's how Rabbi Yehuda would say that if you eat a roasted Karan Pesach too early, one would get Malchus for that. Sfas Emes here discusses that really, if you read the pasuk, v'achlas apasa b'layla hazeh, doesn't sound like that. That's a lo sasei. Says the Sfas Emes on this last daf in this parak, says the Sfas Emes, v'yesh lo tamua minolei demay dechsi b'layla hazeh asi lasar. Even before you get to the lava b'mechal hazeh with the leimor, how do you know this pasuk is telling me that there's an iser? The pashte dekra mashma de asila aruya. The simple interpretation of the pasuk is just telling you when you're supposed to eat the karban pesach. The loki mitzvah achila mibod yom aval isra minolei. It's just telling you when the mitzvah applies. But who says that there's an iser? Who says that? That's just telling you the ikra mitzvah that you can't do it earlier, like we have in the Haggadah. Balai, right? The Yochel Meirosh Chodesh, Tabala Bavar Zeh, Bavar Shibashash Yishmasumar Menachal Lefanecha. You can't do it earlier. Is there an Isser to be Misaper B'Zias Mitzrayim earlier? No, it's just meaningless. Right? It doesn't mean that there's an Isser. So to hear, why isn't this just a Shalila? Why isn't this just a negation saying there is no mitzvah earlier? Not that there's an Isser earlier. Says the Tzvas Emes, V'lulei demistafine, if I wouldn't be scared, I would suggest as follows. Hava Amina, the case here that we're talking about is where you ate the entire Karban Pesach earlier. Meaning, if you wouldn't have done anything on Erev Pesach, and you just wouldn't have eaten the Karban Pesach at night, that's a bitul asay. It's a bitul asay. Fine, you don't get malchus for that. But what if you ate your entire Karban Pesach earlier and you have nothing left that night? Says the Sfas Emes, that's the context of our Gemara. The kavanas abraisa who da'achal kol ha'pesach mibod yom v'lo mishetech shach v'kach mashma. And he says it sounds that way because what does it say? In the Seifa, if you eat kezayis na, and in the Reisha, it doesn't say kezayis, it just says stam, achal tzli, u'mashma da'achal kol ha'pesach bayom, u'balayla lo achal, u'bitel ha'asei da'achilas pesach. That's what it's talking about. If he wouldn't eat it at all, there's no Malchus. But because he ate it, mibod yom, that's a lava b'mechal aseh, and you would get Malchus according to Rebbe Yehuda. He says, "Luli de mistafina." I didn't see anybody explicit that says that. That's what I would think. That's the Sfas Emes. It's related to that is the machlokas we alluded to yesterday, and that is the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So you count this as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam says in Hilchos Karban Pesach in Perek Ches, Achal Mimenu Kizayis Tzli Mibo Yom Over Al Mitzvos Asay. If somebody eats a kizayis of tzli, they eat the Karban Pesach too early, then one violates the mitzvos asay. Shenemar Vachlos Abasa Balayla Azeh Balayla. Lo bayom. Lava ba mechal asay asayhu. That's the Rambam, right? The Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Paskins lava ba mechal asay. But if you look in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Karban Pesach, there's no separate mitzvahs asay daraisa of the lava ba mechal asay. The Rambam has 16 mitzvos relating to Karban Pesach. Four of them are mitzvahs asay. To shecht the Karban Pesach in the proper time, to shecht the Pesach Sheni, and to eat the basar of the Pesach, eat the Pesach or Pesach with matzah and maror, and to eat, right, the two mitzvahs achila of the Karban Pesach, and the two mitzvahs shechita of the Karban Pesach. And then you have all the isurim. The Ramban has a separate mitzvahs asay. The Mishnah Melach here quotes it, that the Ramban says, in the asays that he added on, mitzvah yud beis, he says, he counts this of eating tzli mi ba'od yom, lava ba mechlal asay, asay is counted as a separate one of the 613, according to the Ramban. Ramban says this in the mitzvahs against Shachar Kalein Arav. Just find the Lashon. Says the Ramban, and it's Tavinu, Bekeves HaPesach, Hanishcha B'yom Arba Asar Be'erev Shalhu Ye Achel Balayla, Lo Bayom, Mishah Shchitasa, Va'ochel Imenu Bayom, Kizayis Bovad, Milvad Shalo Yosel Yechavaso, Yishlo Ba'achiloso Aveira, V'chata V'chait B'mitzvahs Asay. That's the Ramban, and he quotes our Gemara. So this could be a general machlokas, whether you count Lava B'mechlal Asays in the minyan ha-lavim. Okay, now we continue. Says the, just one other ha'ara, and that is the, on top, so we quoted the context of bedek abayis and mizbeach and kachim war ba'ali mumin versus tamim. We said if you bring a tam, you violate. What the hashkafa behind that is? So the shorash ha-mitzvah, so the mefarshim explained that it's the lost potential. You have potential to bring this animal, for this animal to achieve inherent Kedusha. Kedushas Mizbeach. Which, by the way, I think this is at least the second time we're talking about, the third time in this Masechta where we're talking about the chiluk between Kachim Betek Havayas and Kachim Mizbeach. Where were the other times? So if you remember, first we had it on Daf, Lamed, Aleph, Amid, Aleph, where Rashi discussed the concept of Hektish Motzi Midei Shibud. If I Maktish something that is already leaned to my friend, Rashi says that the Gemara says elsewhere in Ksubas Nuntes that if I Maktish it, that works, even though it's already leaned. Rashi says that only works if I Maktish it Kedushas HaGuf, not Kedushas Mizbeach. We discussed then the Reb Chaim. The other place we discussed this was back in the first parak on Daf Hema Beis, where we spoke about, does one violate Baal Yerubba Yimatzai by having Hekdish in my Rishus? So Rashi, the Gemara says you don't. Rashi limits it. It's only by Kachi Bedek Abayis do you not violate Baal Yerubba Yimatzai, but by Kachi Mizbeach you would, if you have Karbanis Mincha. So Daf Hema Beis, Daf Laman Aleph, Amin Aleph, and here in the Gemara, Daf Mem Beis, Amin Aleph, the three places in this Masechta so far where we have had the distinction between Kachim Bedek Abayis and Kachim Mizbeach. But the message here is that if you have a tam animal, you have to use its potential. And if you don't use its potential, that's terrible, because there's potential for this animal to achieve great heights. Whenever you talk about potential, you could talk about the Nitziv's comment in Parshas Bo, where the Nitziv discusses on the mitzvah pidyon haben, a very sharp and biting comment. We know the mitzvah is that if a Jew owns a donkey and the donkey has a firstborn, then that donkey has a status. It does not have kedusha, but it has a status. It's the only non-kosher animal that has a status to its firstborn. Kosher animals, you have shor, right? You have other animals, you have bechor behema tahora. But by bechor behema tamea, only chamor. The first one discussed why dafka chamor. The Jews had a lot of chamorim when they left Mitzrayim. But either way, what's the halacha? We take a chamar, we switch its status onto a sheep, we give the sheep to a kohen, and the Yisrael keeps the chamar. That's the mitzvah, that's pidyon petach chamar. If one does not do that, there's another mitzvah. There's a backdoor mitzvah, a secondary mitzvah of arifa. If I don't do pidyon, I have to break the animal's neck. Just like other mitzvahs, the Mishnah Maseches Bechoros, the end of the first parak discusses when you have two mitzvahs that go together. You have pidyon and arifa. You have yibum and you have chalitza. Different mitzvahs that there's a lachachila and a b'di'eved mitzvah. Says the Nitziv at the end, v'chol petach amar tiftev aseh, at the end of Bo, v'im lo sifte va'arafto. What is the message of Arifa, says the Nitziv? If I have a chamor that could bring something, a tremendous potential. I could use this chamar to be mechayev myself to give a seh to the anshei mawa, to the kohanim, and I don't fulfill its potential. It's better that it wasn't even born. Better that it wasn't even here. That's the message of Va'arafto. Laharos lanu shebechor shema'abed es kocho ve'eno rotze gamlios mahane la'anshe mala azai eno kedai ba'olamo. Wow. Dezeklal gadol shemisha roi lios b'mala. Somebody who has potential for greatness. V'misrapem izeh. And he's weak and he's lazy and he doesn't fulfill his potential. Garuahu mimisha roi lakach. He's even worse than somebody who's eno who doesn't have that potential. Baruch Hu gives a person kochos, he has to use it. Vareyu chever lish mashchis, kamo shakasa, like I wrote by Er Bechor Yehuda, look earlier. Kamo chen b'kohanim, sheba'u achar ha'egel, b'makam b'chorim, kidachsiv v'hosheya, v'chulu, v'chem b'tamar chacham. By a Tamar Chacham, he quotes all of these examples of using one's potential, but Arifa, the message of Arifa is the message of one who does not, who did not use the potential. Okay, two dots. Mem Beis Amud Aleph, last section of the parak. Mei Tashmish Shel Nachtam. You think it's a little section, but there's a lot of lemaisa, as we'll see. So Mei Tashmish Shel Nachtam. Mishnah said earlier on Mem Amud Beis, the last line, that the water that the bakers used to wash their hands in should be poured out because there's a flour that was got stuck on their hands in the baking process and the kneading process, and it's in the water, it could become chametz, and therefore you got to pour it out. So Tanya says the Gemara. Tanya Chada Shovchin B'ma. One opinion says you have to pour it in the mako, a sloped area, and not in a place where it can be gathered, because then if it's gathered, then it could become chametz there, right? Eshborin always means gathered. We have it by mikvah. Eshborin versus zochalin. Eshborin means gathered. Where does the word eshborin come from? So Rashi here says, first skinny lines, from the lashon of shavira, broken. The ground is broken, and therefore there's a crack, there's an area where the water to gather. That's the lashon of eshborin. So one brisa says, you could pour this water, the meish tashmish shel nachtom, only in a slanted area where it does not gather. V'tani yidach, shofchin b'makom ha'eshborin. And another brisa says, no problem. You can even pour it in the makom where it gathers. So lokasha, no problem. Hada nefishi dekavo, hada no nefishi delo, here there's a lot of water, so it's going to gather. Here there's not a lot of water, so it's not going to gather. So one doesn't have to be worried. Right? Kavu from the Lashon of Yikavu Amayim. Back in Bereishis, Hashem says the water should be gathered. The Kutzker that says, what does Yir Shamayim mean? What's Yir Shamayim? Yira like the Shamayim has. Back in Maisa Bereishis, the Shamayim heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ga'ara. And Hashem says, Yikavu Amayim, and it's still standing and not moving in trepidation. That's the Lashon of, that's the type of Yira that we have to have. Yira Shamayim. The awe and the trepidation. But that's the same Lashon here of Kavu, where it is gathered. Interesting, Machlokas Rishonim here. Does this mean only in your Rishus or even outside? Am I allowed to pour this Meitash Mishon Nachtam into the street in a gathered area? Do I have to be worried about that? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Machlokas in Taf Nun Tes. Sif Lamid, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes the Halacha that the Gemara has. Im Losh Achar Zman Isser Chameitz, if somebody is kneading after the Zman Isser, Elu Hamayim Im Sha'ar Hamayim Sherochatzim Bohem Ha'areva, all the water that you rinse your hands and rinse off the Kalim, Lo Yishbachim El B'makam Midron, Kadesh Lo Yiskabsu B'makam Echad V'yachmetz. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'arechamit Shalohu, Kivin Shu Bershuso, Umiyu, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Rokeach, it's also the Mi'iri here, Lishpoch Osam Bereshus HaRab, Imutar B'chol Inyan, on the day of one, if you pour it into the street, there's no problem, it's my Ichpat Lonshi Achmitzo Acharkein, Kivin Shkvar Hefkiran, you already were mafkirit, V'yesh Omrim, and others say no, De'afilu Bereshus HaRabim, Einachon L'chadchil L'shlom Maka Madron, Bereshus HaRabim even, right, the Magen Avram quotes, that L'chadchil not there, the Kivin Shub Manasar Chametz, Yesh lo ledaktik, bepeirure betzeko shelo yavo ledechimus. Right? Yeah, peirurim. Is this just a chashash because it might come to other Jews might get to it? Or per se, right? I shouldn't be creating chametz on Pesach even if I'm not violating Bal Yerah Bal Yimatze. Right? That's the issue. That, right? It even sounds like a little bit like the Beishamai sheet that we had in the first parak, which where Beishamai said you're not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew 30 days before Pesach because you are not allowed to have it once it's yours within 30 days before. Then it shouldn't be in the world on Pesach. Period. Amar Rav Yehuda Vayter. Here's the new halacha. Isha lo tilosh ela b'mayim shalanu. A woman should not need except with mayim shalanu. What's mayim shalanu? So this is the halacha. That's halacha l'maisa. Whether the reasons for it apply today b'zman hazeh or not is, we'll have to talk about it in a minute, b'ez Hashem. But mayim shalanu, the halacha is that when one needs the dough for matzah, one does not use water that's taken from the stream, from the river, just then, because there is a worry that the water in the river, in the water sources, are too warm in the morning, warmer than usual, and therefore we don't want to use that because that might cause chimutz quicker. So that is why the halacha is one has to use mayim shalanu for baking matzahs, which means you take out water from a ma'ayan the day before, you let it stay overnight in a container, and then use that the next day. That's mayim shalanu for the word lon, right? There's a mitzvah of lina to sleep over in the Beis HaMikdash after you bring a carbon, never allowed to leave. You have to sleep over, right? That and wait till the next morning to leave. So that's the mayim shalanu. A person should not need mayim shalanu. Why is the water in the warmer in the morning? Is that true? Okay, so it might be true, but either way, the Rishonim here discussed it, and this is one of the sugyas in Shas, one of the three or four major places in Shas where the scholars get into the discussion of science versus Chazal. Or I shouldn't say versus, science and Chazal. Because some of the Rishonim here use languages that seem to suggest something that maybe according to our science today, we know that there are other reasons. Rashi, we'll start with Rashi. Rashi, Mayim Shalanu, Balayla, Mipnei Shebi Yemei Nisan Hama'ayanos Chamin. In the days of Nisan, these springs are warmer. Sha'adayin Yemos HaKshomimim, because it's still from the rainwater. It's not from the underground springs, which are all cold. It's from the rainwater, which is warmer in that time of the season, and therefore you have to take it out earlier, so that it is not extra warm. Okay, that's Rashi. If you look in the Rashi, you look in other Rishonim, they say a lashon of, well, in the morning, it's not a din in the springs of the rainwater, because according to that, the Rashi and other Rishonim say, according to that, what if you have a natural spring that's not fed by rainwater? So then you shouldn't need Mayim Shalanu. You should be able to take that right away. And also, it should be that even if you take this in the morning and you leave it the rest of the day, it doesn't have to be overnight, it's just be a couple hours. Both of those should be mutter. But we're machmer lamaisa for leaving it overnight. Leaving it overnight and not just leaving it for a couple of hours. And we're even machmer by natural springs. Why? So other Rishonim use a lashon of, well, the sun, when the sun sets during the night, it goes under and it warms the waters. Warms the waters. Sounds like some of the Rishonim assume that the earth is not round. That's what it sounds like. So again, is this one of those that, did Chazal say this? I'm a first in Chazal. It's in the Rishonim. So how do we understand this? Lamaisa, the halacha is the halacha. As we've said, the is a very important letter, which we've mentioned in the past. I haven't mentioned it in a long time, but if you've ever seen it, it's a must read. The Bichtam Elio, in the fourth volume of Bichtam Elio, page 355 and 356, he has a letter in the footnotes there where he discusses three cases. He discusses Mayim Shalanu, and he discusses there's a type of drusa, a type of a cat clawing in Maseches Chulin, which the Gemara assumes is very dangerous, even though we know, according to our science, it might not be dangerous. And the other issue is the other famous one that's in Maseches Shabbos. That's the last time I think we discussed this, about killing lice on Shabbos. The Gemara seems to say you're allowed to kill lice on Shabbos because they're not parn veroven. They believed in spontaneous regeneration, that they are formed just by the mold and the ipush in the fruit, which we know that's not true. The eggs are laid there, but they're formed from parent insects. So what do you do with all of these cases? So Reb Dessler says, the halacha is the halacha in all these cases. Look at the halacha. In all the cases, you have to analyze each one separately, but it could be what Chazal are saying. Even if the Chazal didn't even suggest, let's say, the sun under the earth. But it could be what Chazal meant was that, because we assume that Chazal had certain siyata d'shmaya, Rishonim, might not be anything, the Rishonim went based on the science of the times. So there's nothing undermining our emuna in terms of that. Chazal had a certain siyata d'shmaya. So how can we say they were based on a false premise? So one can suggest, says Rav Dessler, again, this is one answer. There are various answers to this issue. But one of the answers given is that it's not that they might, the halacha was actually based on this, but it could be, it's as if, like the case by the kinim, if the lice are so tiny and the eggs are so tiny, so it has the status of einan parin v'ravin. Even if it is einan parin v'ravin, but because it's not viewed by the naked eye without a microscope, so it has the status of einan parin v'ravin, and that's why the halacha would be the halacha. So d'mayim shalanu, it's as if the water was warmed by the sun underneath. The metzias is that it's warmer in the morning. So it's as if it was warmed by the sun, and therefore the halacha is the halacha. Either way, that's an important Rav Dessler, part of a very large issue about science and the chazal, but kimad, almost every situation could be explained in a certain way. Either way, that's the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, anybody has baked matzahs before, they do not take water from the tap. The tap is also directly from the water source. So we try not to use tap water, besides the other issues with tap water in terms of there might be disinfectants and other, items that are in the water that might cause chimutz quicker. The Piskei Tshuva discusses the various reasons why lechatchila we don't use tap water. But the halacha is in Siman Tafnun Hey, there's a whole siman about this in Shulchan Aruch. Din mayim shalanu ein lashon ela b'mayim shalanu bein shehem me baros u'mayanos bein shehem me naharos. Right, we paskin lechumra about both reasons of the Rishonim. V'shoavin osam mi bod yom samach leben hashmashas. O ben hashmashas vein lashon behen ashayaver halayla kula. It's quoted in Halacha L'Maisa. All the halachas are quoted right here in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Nun Hey. Okay, let's continue because there's a lot more. Says the Gemara, Drasha Rav Masa. Rav Masa got up one day and gave a drasha in Shul. And he said, in Paponia, L'machar tomorrow, he told all the Balabatim, Aisu Kuli Alma, I'm sorry, Drasha Ramasa Bapunya. Ramasa Darshan, this halacha in Bapunya. He said to everybody, we gotta use Mayim Shalanu. The next morning, Lamachar, Aisu Kule Alma Chatzvayu, everybody brought their jugs, Va'asalagebe, and they came to him, Va'amrule Havlan Maya. They said, give us Maya. They misunderstood him. He said Mayim Shalanu, but Mayim Shalanu might be from the word Lina, but it also might mean our water. Mayim Shalanu. You gotta use our water. Mayim Shalanu. So they said, okay, we'll use your water. So they brought jugs the next morning. They said, okay, can we have some water? Amr Lui said, no, Anoba Maya de Bisu Amri. I meant water. Bisu is to have slept over. I meant water that slept over, that was lawn. I didn't mean Mayim Shalanu. Period. So, a couple of points based on this. First of all, what's the message of this Gemara? Why is this here? What, to teach us that even great people can make a mistake? That they can misspeak? He didn't misspeak. Says the Sfasemis. The Musar is that you always have to be a posek, a rav, has to be so careful with what he says and make sure that everything is perfectly understood. The Gemara talks about this also in the beginning of Sanhedrin on Daf Hey, where it talks about a certain type of liquid that is machshir, is it may betsa'in, may, I don't remember the Gemara there, that the, exactly how it was said. In the, some of them are first, by the Biurei Adaf, they quote, maybe Al-Derek Drush, that really they wanted to be learned from his water, from his Torah. But Derek Remez Umusar, Shin Yimayim Shalanu, who shiflus, Kedarkam Shalmayim, Hamanichim Makam Gavoa, Mayim is the symbol of humility. It flows from a high place to a low place. Matzah is the symbol of humility, right? It only has flour and water. There's nothing else there. And that's what Uvachin Bacharifusam, Hiskilu Ashi Papunya Lahavinzos, Visavru Shahamakor Shimenu Yuchlu Lokachas Mayim Elu, Va'anava Huesor of Masna, Shogadal Ador. So they said, okay, Mayim Shalanu, you gotta take the water that, for me. And they came to him and they wanted to do that. And he says to them, no, anamayda bisu amri. What does that mean? That you each have it within yourself. Don't think it all comes from a Rebbe. Kol echad yishlo hachameis haruchani shelo. V'alav la'avsos levado hapulos lishamer. You could do it yourself. Okay, good. There are many examples that are quoted. Again, the message of the Sfas Emes that our postik and a rav has to be so careful in terms of how he speaks and making sure that nobody makes mistakes in terms of what they hear. The Sharm Siyan Balacha here, Rabbi Braun quotes the Mizeh Yesh Lomod, Shahayu Lachem Chavivus Lakiyim HaMitzvah Ve'emunas B'tor V'etabach Hachem Shloshalu Mipnei Matzrich HaDafka Mayim Shalanu. Right, what would we have said? The rabbi says, you have to use my water. So what would we have said? Why? They use my water. They had such a, that maybe that's another message of the Gemara. They had emunas chachamim that, you know, he says we have to use it. That's it. Such emunah. Says the Chashuk Echemed. an unbelievable story. He quotes Talmid Chacham Eretz Yisrael. True story, he says. He says, Nikla, one time there was a Talmid Chacham Eretz Yisrael that went to a kehila in a far-flung area of America. Does not say exactly where. And he says, V'niskabad Avram Muzar and Mo'od, very strange. He came to the community, and there was a Levaya going on. He says, okay, I'll go to Levaya. I'll be Levaya Sameis, one of the greatest mitzvahs. And Harech L'Ratzel HaChmitz is a mitzvah v'chulu. He goes to the shul, and he sees a very strange ceremony. At the moment that they brought the mita, the coffin, into the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses, they brought out all the Sifrei Torah from the Aron. And they started dancing and singing and by this Levaya. He says, what is going on here? And he goes over to the Gabbai, and he says, what is going on here? The Gabbai says, oh, this is an ancient minhag of our community. He says, where did it come from? He says, there was once a great Talmud Chacham from Yerushalayim that came to our city, and he gave a shmooze, and in the Malach HaDrasha, he mentioned that the minhag of Yerushalayim is to make hakafis, that a levaya, to make hakafis. And since then, our minhag is to make hakafis. Like Simchas Torah, we have hakafis. He says, what are you talking about? Hakafis. Hakafis by a niftar. There's the Chevra Kadisha of different minhagim of the times of hakafis. They do right when they bury, how many times they go around. Not hakafis like in shul. It's like an Amelia Bedelia story. Those who are familiar with those books. But that's what it was. But this Talmud Chacham from 20 years ago, right? Look what he led to. His minhag of Lo Shas Li Bo L'Kach that he said in front of Ame Ha'aratzos, people who weren't so knowledgeable. We have to be so, everyone who talks in Torah, who presents Torah, has to be so careful in terms of making sure that not only he says properly what should be said, but the receiver hears what should be heard. One has to be very careful about that. And he tells one more story that there was a baby that was once born very early. It was a preemie. V'shamu arofim be'incubator l'v'samu. The doctors put him in an incubator for a couple of days. And after 2 days, the father comes to him to Rav Yashav and asks, when do you start counting the days? Do you start counting the days from the day of birth or from the day that he went out of the incubator? And Rav Yashav said, you count from the day of birth. And the guy started to leave. And then all of a sudden Rav Yashav said, wait a minute. He says, what were you asking about? Regarding which halacha? So he said, I was asking about for the days of Mila. When do I start counting for Mila? So Rav Yashav said, he says, wait, Chalila! He says, the days of Mila start from when you left the incubator, because he was chola kol gufo. What I was talking about, you count from Yom HaLeda, is regarding Pidyon HaBen, and regarding Bar Mitzvah. But not regarding Yimei Mila. So again, Rav Yashiv answered, and then he realized that it was not 100% clear, and he called the guy back and clarified, because Mila and Pidyon HaBen and Bar Mitzvah could go by different, have different requirements. Okay, we continue weiter. Says the Gemara, Dorash Rava, Isha lo talush b'chama v'lo b'chamei chama. A woman should not knead the dough in the sun or even in something that was heated by the sun, right? Some other heat source, because that's going to cause chimutz. V'lo b'mayim ha'grufim, meaning water that was heated by the sun or by chamei chama, toldos chama. V'lo b'mayim ha'grufim ben amulyar, and also from she should not heat with water that was taken from the bottom of the hot water urn, so to speak. Rashi, dud gadol shel nechoshes, v'tali al har kol shah. The water is very hot there. V'lo tagbia yadam natanra shedigmar skolapatz, and also she should not stop being involved in the dough. The dough shouldn't stay not moving. The dough should always be moving until all of it goes into the oven. Like if anybody's been in a matzah factory, right? Dough never stays put, right? You're always moving it, even if somebody's not ready to knead it yet. Somebody is involved in the pas. Vitzricha shnei kelim, and she should use two kelim. Echad shemakatefes bo, ve'echad shemitzanenes bo es yodeha. One that she's actually kneading with, and one that she cools off her hand, because during the process, her hands might get a little wet, hot, and therefore she should keep her hands cool. Iboilehu avra v'lasha mahu. What if she violated and was lush with warm water? Marzutra amar rashes cham, and even hot water. Marzutra amar mutter, avashi amar aser. Machlokas amar marzutra mina minala. How do I know that hot water is okay b'di'eved? D'tanya, because we had earlier in losis in asar b'pesach. Remember, we had losis in one should not soak barley on Pesach. V'imliseis, and if you did, it depends. It's baku asurin. If you see that they started cracking, that's us. That's already a sign of chimutz. V'imlonis baku mutarin, but if they did not start cracking, yeah, mutter. So, says Mar Zutra, just like you can look there, if you soaked it, you could look there and check if it started cracking. So to here, you could look, and if it was in the warm water, you could look here too. So you compare the lesisa in cool water and the hot water. For Avashi Amar, Avashi, who says that it's us, he says, what do you mean? Atu kulhu chada mechita machtinu. Were all these said at the same time? Is this one big package deal? You have to compare all halachas of chashos of chimutz. Hecha de itmar itmar, hecha de lo itmar lo itmar. You don't have to compare every single halacha regarding chashas of chimutz. And therefore, if she did it in chamin, says Ravashi, Rashi's lashon is she's krova lemezid. And she's asur, you're not allowed to use that. And therefore, it is a problem. Fine, Hadra al Kalsha, Baruch Hashem, we finished this 20-blot perek of Kalsha, which, Baruch Hashem, we will come back to and refer to again throughout the Masechta. Third perek, here we go, Masechta's Pesachim, Elu Ovrin. Elu Ovrin. Again, this is a 10-blot parak, not a 9-blot parak. The parak goes till Daf Nun. Daf Nun. 8-blot. 8-9-blot. What does Elu Ovrin mean? Elu Ovrin bePesach. So we can't even get through the first phrase without a machlokas. What does Ovrin mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says Elu Ovrin means the following is going to list to us different types of inferior chametz. Either it's inferior because it's somewhat inedible, what's called chametz noksha, or it's inferior because it is not chametz ba'en. It's not chametz plain. It is a ta'arovet. It's mixed in with non-chametz. So those two make it somewhat inferior. So Rashi says, so what is the title of the Mishnah? Eilu Ovrin bePesach. Rashi says, you can violate Baal Yirah Bayimatze with the following items. Eilu Ovrin, over from the word Aveira, from violating. Eilu Ovrin Rashi Alein Baal Yirah Bayimatze. That's Rashi, and that's similar to the Riva. The Riva in Tosfos has the same idea of Eilu Ovrin, Ovrin from a Lashon of, you have to get rid of them from the world. Over min ha'olam. But both Rashi and the Riva hold that it's an Isra Baal Yirah Bayimatze. Rabbeinu Tam cannot fathom this, because we'll see in the Gemara that there's a special limud to include these Isurim in terms of the Isra Achila of Chametz. If you need a separate limud for the Isra Achila, then obviously it's not in Baal Yirah Bayimatze, because there's no limud for Baal Yirah Bayimatze. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Ovrin means remove them from your table, because you don't want to come to eat them. Elu, or come to eat them. Ovrin me'ala shulchan. That is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu David and others explain, maybe the defense of Rashi and the Riva is that, as we've said, add this to the list, the connection between Isra Achila and Baal Yirah Bayimatze. Right, once you have a lima that something goes b'achila, it could be that there's a chashash of Baal Yirah Matzah there too, like we had on Daf Beis, and the Ran of Baal Yirah Matzah is a siyag d'araisa for this rachila and others throughout the Masechta. We've seen that connection. Either way, look in the Rush here for more about this and the Pnei Yeshua. So Ve'ilo Ovrin BePesach, the following you violate on Pesach. Kutach HaBavli, some type of, all of these are mixtures. We'll see what they are in the Gemara. All of these are mixtures with chametz in them. Kutach HaBavli, V'Shechar HaMadai, a type of Median beer. V'Chometz HaAdomi, a type of Edomite vinegar. V'Zesom HaMitzri. All of those four are certain types of items, mixtures that are identified with a country. Then we have three items that are identified with a profession. The Zomen Shel Tzava'in, of the dyers, where they used to put their hands, the Amilon Shel Tabachin, and of the butchers, the Kolon Shel Sofrim, right? So the three related, four related to the countries, and three related to the professions. And we'll see in the Gemara what these are. Rebbe Lazar Omar of Tachshidei Nashim, also Tachshidei Nashim, which we'll see, that's an example of Ta'aroves Chameis. As we'll talk about. Zeh klal, and the Mishnah ends off, kol shehu mimin dagan, anything that is chametz, mimin dagan, hari zeh over b'Pesach. You are over on Pesach. Again, what does over mean? Rashi Tosis. Hare elu ba'azhara ve'ein ba'mishim kares. But some of the following that we just mentioned are only ba'azhara. There is no kares. You get the iser, but there is no kares. Right? So again, this might mean noksha, or this might mean taroves. We will have to see. Important, going back to the first phrase of the parak, ve'elu. So the tzlach gets into what is ve'elu. What's the vav? Elu over. And if you look at Mishnayos don't have a vav. The Mishnah in our Gemara here has a vav. But what's ve'elu over it? And number two, bePesach. What are we talking about? What Masechta are we in? What is that? Ve'elu over it. The following you violate. What's the emphasis of bePesach? So the tzlach talks about both of these. Number one is the vav. What's the vav? So he says it must be referring to the last Mishnah. The last Mishnah discussed that, as we just did at the end of the previous parak, the meitash mishoshol nachtom, the nachtom has this water that he mixes his hands in. It's also a little disgusting type of mixture of liquid and flour from his hands. That's the connection. That's a perfect lead into the elu ovrin that you have to get remove them from the world. And he says, according to that pshat, it's a siyua to Rashi and the Riva. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's ovrin me'al ha-shulchan, that's not connected to the previous Mishnah. But that's number one. He talks about the Vav. But then he talks about, what about the second part of the Mishnah? The Eil Ovrin BePesach. V'inei Tana BeMechilta BePesach Ayri. This is Meseches Pesachim. V'loha Olam HaTzrach Lomar Pesach. Why do you have to say Pesach? Earlier, where it said earlier, Ein Shorin HaMurson, Isha Sholotishra, doesn't say Pesach. Even though it said earlier about putting it on your wound, it said bePesach. Maybe that chiddush is because if you put it on your wound earlier, by the time Pesach comes around, you don't violate by Rabbi Matzeh because it's already nimas, it's already connected with the blood in your wound. So that's why it says Pesach there. But what about here? What about here? Why does it say bePesach? So he says maybe it's connecting to the machlokes. When does Bal Rabbi Matzeh kick in? The Torah says the Isser Achila kicks in at Chatzos, on Erev Pesach, as we discussed in the first parak. But when does the Isser Bal Rabbi Matzeh kick in? The Magen Avraham quotes some that it starts earlier, but Rova Poskim say it only starts at night. It only starts at night, so maybe that's why it says Pesach. La'afuke be'erev Pesach mechatzos ulamala shemutter, there is no Bal Rabbi Matzeh when it comes to Erev Pesach. Okay, that's the Tzlach about the Vav and about the BePesach. Tanu Rabbanan, we go weiter. There are three things that are said about Kutach HaBavli. It closes up your heart. Closes up your heart. And it removes the eyesight of a person. It makes you weak. Let's talk about each one. It's your heart because of the whey that is in there. The whey, the milk part of the milk, when you separate milk from the curds and you're making cheese, so the whey, W-H-E-Y, that's what's betamtim the lev. Umisame so inayim isha milcha. Why? Because of the salt that's there. Rashi says the melach stomis of mayim achronim fame. The melach stomis, right, it might touch your eyes, and therefore, that causes problems of eyesight. Umachesh is a guf mishum kumnisa de uma. And it weakens the guf because of the kumnisa de uma. It's the mold that is on the chametz, on the bread that is used in this mixture. That's what, how Rashi explains it. Okay, kutach habavli. So it doesn't sound like it's a good idea to eat this. So it's still eaten, right? There's no isser of eating. It's not mamish sakana, like the Gemara has elsewhere. Other issues of dvarim sha'asurim shim sakana, mayim galuyim, and other issues mentioned. But here it just says it has some risk factor, but one should be careful about it. Tana Rabbana, gibel dvarim marben azevel. There are three things that cause you to have to go to the bathroom more. The kofrin is a coma and causes your posture to be bent. The notlin echan mechamish meos mar'enav shal adam and takes 1/500th of the eyesight of a person. Eluhain, pas, kibar, v'shechar, chadash, v'yarachai. Right? Old, inferior type of bread, new beer, and raw vegetables. Raw vegetables, a lot. Rashi says, creation, but some reading, raw onions. Raw chazirin, ay bezman hazeh. One might need some raw onions. Sometimes people like raw onions. In the salad, some people sometimes put raw onions. So maybe it means a lot of them whole, or maybe nishtanu ativim, it goes on that list. Either way. Tanur Rabbanan. This also relates to Havdalah. Many of the minhag are putting the wine, because the Gemara says in Brachas that the wine of Havdalah brings it back. So that's why people stick does that mean to drink it? Does that mean to stick their fingers in and put it on the eyes? Okay. Various minhagim of Klal Yisrael. Tanur Rabbanan. Shlosha dvar mematanes hazevel. Three things are mema'id zevel, right? Cause you have to go to the bathroom less. Vizokven es akom, and raise up your posture. Umeirin es oinayim, and lift and brighten your eyes. Eluhain pas nikia. Beautiful bread, basar shamein, fatty meat, v'yayin yashan, and old wine. Pas nekiyah, why does pas nekiyah disamida? It's fine flour is used in it. Basar shamein, fatty meat, ditspirta of a she-goat, delo iftach, that never had a baby yet. Yayin yashan, atigatiki, really old wine. Rashi says of 3 years. 3 years old wine, that's good for you. Call me li demali lahai kashalahai the kashalahai malahai. The Gemara now giving medical advice. Remember, the Gemara is hafokwa vafokwa. Everything is in the Gemara. If there's a specific medicinal remedy, we've mentioned the Chayim HaKadmonim. That's quoted already by the Gaonim, that we're not allowed to use any medicines from the Gemara. We're not allowed to use them. We don't understand what they are. We don't understand their measurements and the ratios, and it will just cause to less emuna, and therefore already the Gaonim, 1,000 years ago, made a gzera. One is not allowed to use the medicines mentioned in the Talmud. The Amshar Shlomo quotes this, and others. That's what we hold. But just general, certain types of advice we can learn from. Like here, the Gemara says, every medicine has side effects. Call mili demai lahai, if it's good for one part of the body, kashal hai, it's bad for another part of the body. Uta kashal lahai ma'ali lahai. Bar mizan vila, retiv, except for fresh ginger, upipale arichta and long peppers, upas nakia, ubasar shamin, v'ayin yashan, demai lekule gufe. Okay. Viter. Now we get into all these items in the Mishnah. Remember the four and the three. First the four. Sheikh Ramadai, median beer, de Ramu Bay Me Sari, because they put into it barley. They put barley into it, and therefore other types of beer. Rashi explains maybe were made with dates and others, but if this is made with barley, if barley is one of the five, that could cause chimutz, and that's why it is a chametz issue. Just derech agav, if there's barley in there, don't we know from Maseches Brachos, right, the Rav and Shmuel say, anytime there's, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, anytime there's chameshes haminim, there's mizonos in there, it can't be batel. So what about barley? Barley is in beer. So why do you not make a mizonos on beer? So it's not my question, it's Tosas' question. Tosas in Brachas on Daf Lamed Ches. Ask this question, why don't you make mizonos on beer? V'shechar didon, af agav, v'shem ha'yishben, k'zayis b'chlei achilos pras, lo mavarchan, lo b'rei m'nei mizonos, el shahakol. V'yafil Rav Shmuel, why? Tosas gives three answers. It's obviously a big issue Tosas is bothered by. Tosas gives three answers. Number one, he says, you don't have a mushus of barley in there, you just have the tam. Right, we mentioned already once in this Masechta, and it's coming up again soon. Tam Keiker, right? Is Tam Keiker, is that, how does that apply in Hilchas, Yaradeya, and how does that apply in Hilchas Arachayim for Brachas? Tosas' first day here is Tam Keiker does not create a Bracha. And therefore, Tam of Saorim does not create Mizonos. It's still Shahakal. Number one. Number two, that's not the ultimate usage of barley. In Hilchas Brachas, sometimes we find that even if you have a certain item, if somebody eats raw barley, you make a shahakol, right? Or a hadama. You make a raw barley, you make a hadama. And then if you change it to flour, you eat raw flour, you make a shahakol. And ultimately, when you make it into bread or cookies, you make a mizonos. And so that's called yesh iluya acher. So if it has an ultimate purpose, so that's also, you might not make the ultimate bracha. So here, the ultimate reason for barley, ultimate purpose of barley is bread. Ve'od and third day, bishtiya omer shahakol. Wow, important day. So it says, it's a drink. Lamaise says it's a drink. You say shahakol. Bishtiya omer shahakol. That's the third day. Why is that important? Because it might be important for another context. And that is, there is a minority of Rishonim that talk about, if somebody has orange juice, that the orange juice was made from oranges which were specifically grown for the orange juice. So there's a group of a minority of poskim, let's say Tropicana orange juice, where you make the Tropicana oranges dafka for the juice. So some say you make a ha'etz on that juice. Ruba the ruba of the poskim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashman, others that say no, we make a shahakol. Make a shahakol. Lamaisa, it's a drink, like Tosfos says here. Lamaisa, if you drink it, it is a shahakol. So this doesn't apply to all soups. If you have a thick soup, we might say you drink that, but that still might not be called drinking. Drinking would mean very mamish, like a liquid. So that is Tosfos' three days here, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph and Brachos, why we make a shahakol on beer, even though there's barley in it. Viter says the Gemara, v'chometz adomi, the shadu beisari, also chometz adomi, vinegar, they put barley in there. Amar of Nachman b'tchilak shahayu mevi'in nesachim Yehuda. Originally, when they used to bring, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, and we brought the nesachim, the wine libations from Yehuda, lo haya yenem shal Yehuda machmitz, it did not become vinegar, the wine of Yehuda, until they put the sarim in there. Meaning, Rashi explains, and the Maharsha expands, there was a special siyata d'shmaya. The schus of the mitzvah, they gave them siyata d'shmaya, that the wine did not turn to vinegar until very late. And that was chometz. V'achshav, that's what they used to call chometz. V'achshav, ein yinim shal adomiyim machmitz hashinosim l'tochan sarim. And now, since the Churban, so the siyata d'shmaya is with the adomiyim, and that's why their wine does not become chimutz until vinegar until they put sarim in late in the game. V'koron also chometz adomiyim, and that's called chometz adomiyim l'chaim hashinemar. And this is Mekayim, fulfills the pasuk in Yechezkel, Imala HaCharava. The sword will be filled. What does that mean? Imala Zu Chareva Zu, Imala Zu Chareva Zu. Whenever the Jews go up, the other nations go down, and vice versa. Right? If this is full, this is not full. This has the sword. For Rav Nachman Reisla, Gamar Mehacha, and Rav Nachman Reisla says it from a more familiar pasuk, Ula Omil Elm Ye'amatz, right, by Yaakov and Esav, v'rav yavot sa'ir. Right, I always thought the mashal, sometimes you have a couple of sinks outside a shul, outside a dining room, that whenever you have, use one sink, the other sink is worth less, like the power. Right, even in one house, you can't have two people take a shower at once, because once one goes on, the other one becomes less. That's here. When one goes up, one gets less. It's automatic. They're connected. Right, that's all the nations of the world are connected to Am Yisrael. Rashi says, ein malchus shnehem miskayim yachad. Can't be. Tanya Viter, Amar Yehuda Barishona, originally in Yehuda, when Halokeach Chometz Me'am Aretz, when you used to buy vinegar from an Am Aretz, Eino Tzorach La'aser, you didn't have to take off Meiser. Why? Because it for sure came from Temed. Temed is the liquid that's at the bottom, the dregs at the bottom of the wine barrel. And they used to add water in order to make an inferior type of wine there. So you wouldn't have to take Meiser. Why? Because the Yayin, the wine, was so good originally, and it wasn't Machmis, and Stam Chometz came from Temed, which was the inferior. And therefore you wouldn't have to take off Meiser from there. But now, most Halokei Chometz V'Amaret Tzarech La'aser, most Chometz nowadays comes from wine. Doesn't come from the Temed, which is not Chayev and Meiser, which is inferior. Most of the Chometz now, because our wine goes bad earlier, since the Beis HaMikdash, since the Churban. And therefore, Tzarech La'aser, Shechezkasu Enabai Elam Anayayin, it definitely comes from wine. Says the Gemara, V'sav Rabbi Yehuda Temed La'abari Surehu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Temed, this mixture of the wine dregs and the water, is not significant enough to be chayv in ma'aser. But it's not. But the Mishnah says, in Maseches Ma'aseres, hametamed v'nasa mayim b'mida. What if somebody is creating temed and he's adding water into the dregs, and you know exactly how much water you added in, and when you take out the liquid and leave the dregs, you took out the exact amount of water again. Umata kademi daso pater. The Tanakhama says you're pater. Why? Because whatever taste and color was put in here is very minimal, because you have the exact amount of water that you put in. Rabbi Yehuda Machayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayev. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds your temen is chayev in Maestras. Says the Gemara, Hachi Ka'amar. No, this is what he meant earlier. Not that you're not chayev, but lo nechsh du amei aretz ala temed. No, they're not chashin, because it's so inferior, so they don't mind taking off Maestras from temed. What was the problem? The chashash was that they didn't take it off on purpose, because it was significant and special. So that's what he meant. It is chayev, but you assume they did it. Ibai yisema, or nechshad, they are nechshad. V'lokashe, we're talking about two different types of temed. Ha bide ravka, ha bide portsani. Are we talking about temed that really comes from grape seeds, or from Deravka, which is more of a actual wine source, right? That you put the shmarm in the wine, you put the shmarm, the actual dregs in the water. Okay, do different types of temed. Period. Zeis ma'mitzri, what? Zeis ma'mitzri, v'chulu. The next type of noksha. My zeis ma'mitzri, tana, rav Yosef, tlasa, sari, tilsa, sari, it's a third barley, tilsa, kurtimi, a third saffron, v'tilsa, milcha, and a third salt. Rav Papa, mafik, sari, ma'ilchiti, rav Papa took out barley from the mixture, and he said, no, it's not barley, it was wheat. V'simanech, sisni, and the way you remember who says what is sisni, two samachs. Yosef said sari, right? So the sin and the sin, samach and sin are connected, that's how you remember. I think Gemara Shabbos Kuftalad says that you always have to try to create mnemonics for yourself in order to help remember the Torah. So the Gemara does that itself sometimes as well. Simanech Sisni. Taru, and what do they do with these three ingredients? Taru lahu, they soak it, v'kalu lahu, and then they burn it, v'tachni lahu, and they grind it, v'shasu lahu, and they drink it, midivcha v'aratzerta, and they drink it in the springtime. They drink it from Pesach. Pesach is called divcha, from the word zevach, dalis and zayin, switch in Aramaic, midivcha, from the yontiv of the karban, which is Pesach, until Shavuos, to kamit marpilei, whoever is closed up, whoever is constipated, marpilei, this mixture will loosen you up, udarafilei, and somebody darafi, and whoever is too loose, machmilei, it'll close you up, lechole, uleisha, ubara sakanta, but for a sick person, or for a pregnant woman, it is sakana, they shouldn't drink this. Okay, that's zesum amitzri. Zoman shal tzavoyim b'chulu, hacha tagimu, here they used to say, that's maya dechivri, ditzavi, Buhu, Laba, or Laka. It is bran water that dyers use to color their skins. Color their skins. Fine, that's one That's the one of the first one in the professions mixtures. It's bread that was used by from tfuah that was not ripe. They didn't use that for bread. They used to put that on top of pots in order to soak up the steam. The shoeves azuama, and that also was not really edible. The kolon shel sofrim v'chulu, and the last one, the kolon of sofrim, the paste that was used by sofrim. So what does this mean? Hacha targumu perure deushchafi. Here in Eretz, in Bavel, they said it's the shoemaker's glue. Perure deushchafi. Rav Simi mechozno amar no, that tipul and shel benos ashir. It's the paste of the rich girls that they used to use that to fix their hair, to remove some of their hair. So they, and but the, when they had enough, they gave the leftovers to the poor girls. Shemeshairos also the benos aniyim. That's what they used to give. It doesn't just say the benos aniyim mixture, because the benos aniyim didn't use something with any grain in it. So it's the benos ashirim one. Says the Gemara, Aini, is this really true that it's the paste of the benos ashirim? But for Hatan Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi Chiya said, in our Mishnah, we have 4 and 3. Arba mine medina v'shalosh mine umnes. V'yamr tipulon shal benos ashirim, my mine umnes. But if you give the second shot, not the shoemaker shot, but the paste of for the hairs, so then the 4 and the 3 doesn't work. This one is not one of the umnis. So elamai piru deushchufis. We go back to the shoemaker one. So amai karule hai kolan shel sofrim kolan shel ratzanimi baile. But if it's true, then you shouldn't call it sofrim. Sofrim, you should call it kolan shel ratzanim. You should call it the shoemakers. Really, it is the shoemakers who might carry lay kolon shel sofrim. So why do you call it kolon shel sofrim? The sofrim nami, because sofrim scribes also use it sometimes. Midabkin behuni yerosayim. Sometimes they glue their papers together, whatever papers they had in those days, their materials together, and that's why it was used. And this also goes on the list of professionals. Okay, we'll stop here. After the 4 and the 3, Medrash Hashem, we will continue with Noksha and Taroves in the coming days.